好，我们现在就是来去简单的介绍我们今天的主题讲员董家华牧师。
So we will give a very brief introduction of our speaker today, Dr. Reverend David Dong.
好，在荧幕上你会看到比较长的那个介绍，在这里我就简短哦。
You will see the longer version of the bio on the screen, but I will just give a shorter intro here.
董家华牧师呢是世界华福中心的总干事。
So Reverend Dr. David Dong is a General Secretary of CWE.
富勒神学院神学博士，在美国牧会了10年。
He has a doctorate of theology from Fuller Seminary, and he has served as a pastor in the U.S. for 10 years.
他主要呢，当时候服侍华人国际学生和年轻专业人士。
So served the Chinese students as well as the young working professionals.
他也在台湾呢有服侍。
So he also serves in Taiwan.
他呢也主持这个使命门徒的广播节目。
So he has this podcast called Missional Discipleship.
而且呢，他写了多本关于门徒训练的书籍。
So he has written many books on discipleship.
董牧师的意向呢是的意向是成为不同世代和文化的桥梁，探索在多元世界中忠诚侍奉的实践。
So his vision and passion is to be to build a bridge between generations and cultures, and he wants to explore faithful ministry practices in this diverse, pluralistic society.
好，在还没有请董牧师上来为我们分享信息我们将会读今天的经文。
So before we invite Reverend Dr. David Dong for the message, we will read the scripture passage for today.
请可以放那个经文吗？好，今天要读的经文呢是出自于耶利米书第29章1到14节那么呢，我在台上就会以华语来去读出。
Okay, so the passage will be from Jeremiah 29, verses 1 to 14, and we will only read in Chinese on stage.
先知耶利米从耶路撒冷寄信于被掳的祭司、先知和众民，并生存的长老，就是尼布加尼撒从耶路撒冷掳到巴比伦去的。这在耶哥尼亚王和太后、太监并犹大耶路撒冷的首领以及工匠、铁匠都离了耶路撒冷以后，他借撒番的儿子以利亚撒和希勒家的儿子基玛利的手寄去，他们二人是犹大王西底家打发往巴比伦去见尼布加尼撒王的。信上说，万军之耶和华以色列的神对一切被掳去的，就是我使他们从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的人如此说：你们要盖造房屋，住在其中，栽种田园，吃其中所产的，娶妻生儿女，为你们的儿子娶妻，使你们的儿女嫁人，生儿养女，在那里生养众多，不知减少。我所使你们被掳到那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告耶和华，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说：不要被你们中间的先知和占卜的诱惑，也不要听信他自己所做的梦，因为他们唾我的名对你们说假预言，我并没有差遣他们。这是耶和华说的。耶和华如此说：为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。耶和华说：我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们的末后有指望。你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说：我必被你们寻见， 我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚了来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳掠离开的地方。这是耶和华说的。好，圣经一段读毕，我们现在邀请杜牧师上来为我们分享今天的信息。
So we will now invite Reverend Dr. David Dong to share the message with us today.
好，弟兄姐妹，大家午安。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ.
在宣教工厂就要预备好一件事情。
So in the mission field, there's one thing we should always be prepared for.
就是你的计划永远赶不上变化。
So your plans can never follow, can never chase up with the changes.
可能在沟通的过程当中，我们有点小落差。
So in our communication, there is a little discrepancy.
所以刚刚读到那段经文的时候，我有点错愕。
So when the passage was read, I was a little shocked.
但是我在想说，我的翻译应该会更紧张。
But I think that my interpreter will be even more anxious.
我在想，我是不是给他给错了
？So I'm thinking, have I given him something wrong?
但是我看了他的 notes， 应该是对的。
But I have seen but when I look at his notes, I think it's correct.
但是刚刚那段经文其实也可以用来讲这一段。
But the passage read just now can also be used to talk about the points that we will talk about today.
所以我就很好奇，你们想要听哪一个版本
？So I'm curious, which version do you want to hear?
其实宣教永远是在具体的处境当中发生的。
So, mission or evangelistic events always happen in the specificity of the moment.
很多时候我们想到宣教的时候，想到是一种做法。
So when we think about missions, we think that this is a kind of a methodology.
但是其实它应该是在具体的处境当中来回应。
But it is more about reacting in specific circumstances at the moment.
今年是华严堂的第52届的宣教年会。
So this is the 52nd Mission Convention of Grace Church.
我们当中有没有人今年52岁的？不用举手哈。
Are there any one of us among us that are 52 years old?
我很好奇，这52年这个世界有改变吗
？I'm curious, has the world changed for the within the past 52 years?
52年前出生的人跟今年出生的人，他们所经历的世界会是一个样子的吗？
Would the person born 52 years ago and the person born today experience the same world?
我想过去52年，这世界发生很大的变化。
I think the world has changed tremendously over the past 52 years.
50年前教会宣教的方式，在今天其实也面对到极大的挑战。
So whatever was used as the mission way of mission for the past 50 years ago will face tremendous challenge today.
有些时候这个改变是更好的。
Sometimes this change is for the better.
有些时候这些改变会带来更大的困难。
Sometimes these changes will bring more difficulties.
所以很多时候我们在谈宣教的时候，我们一直在谈策略，策略，
So when we talk about mission, we focus so much on strategy.
我一开始也是这样想的。
So initially that's what I thought.
可是后来当我在各地侍奉的时候
，But when I serve in different places,
我发现也许真正的问题并不是我们的宣教策略。
I feel that the real problem is not our strategy in missions.
而是我们根本失去了传福音的动力跟热情。
But that we have fundamentally lost the passion and drive to share the gospel.
我们可以花很多时间讨论策略。
We can spend a lot of time to talk about strategy.
但是如果只是在谈却没有行动的话
，But if all we do is talk with no actions following up,
我们可以有很高深的策略的谈论。
We can talk about some very great strategies or.
可以不用管这个 PowerPoint， OK。但是如果我们今天没有发自内心有动力想要去传福音的话
，But if we don't have the passion within us to and the drive to share the gospel，
或许谈再多的策略也没用。
All our strategies are but empty talk。
其实今天我觉得宣教真正的困境不是策略的困境。
So I think the real difficulties in mission today is not the one that is strategic，
而是对福音热情跟动力的困境。
But this is a crisis of passion and motivation.
就好像我是一个很爱吃 Shake Shack Burger 的人。
So for example, I'm someone that like to eat Shake Shack Burger.
我每次来到新加坡，我一定要想办法吃到一餐。
So when every time I come to Singapore, I must have a meal of my favorite food.
我因为有动力、有热情，所以我一定会找到策略。
So because I have the passion and I have the I'm motivated, I will always find the correct strategy to get that done.
但是如果我只是一天到晚在想象策划我要怎么吃到 Shake Shack,
so if all I do is to think all day, okay, how am I going to eat?
可是却没有任何的动力要去吃。
But I have no real motivation to do the actual thing.
我做了再多的计划也没用。
My plans are of no use.
而为什么我们今天对传福音缺乏热情跟动力呢？
Why do we lack the passion and the drive to share the gospel today?
或许真正的问题是我们觉得自己根本不需要福音了。
Maybe we no longer feel that we need the gospel.
我们也没有意识到其实我们需要对自己来传福音。
We do not realize that preaching the gospel is not something that only has to be done to other people, but to ourselves too.
而事实上会不会其实我们已经没有在天天经历福音的大能在我们身上。
And we cease to experience the great power of the gospel in our lives.
因为如果我们真的经历耶稣基督的生命运行在我们身上。
So because if we really experience how the life of Christ is working within us,
这是一个大好的消息。
This is a great, tremendous news.
你会想跟别人分享的。
You will want to share with other people.
我不知道新加坡最高级的餐厅是哪一间。
I don't know what is the most refined restaurant in Singapore.
我不知道在那里吃一餐要多少的新币。
I don't know how much Sing dollar you have to spend for a meal there.
好，假设你在那边吃一餐要1000块新币好了。
Imagine that you have spent 1,000 Sing dollar for a meal in this high-end refined restaurant.
如果今天晚上6点钟。
If at 6 p.m. tonight,
他们让头50个到的顾客可以用50块新币就吃到1000块新币的大餐。
If they can allow the first 50 customers that enter to have the $1,000 meal at only $50,
我想我们根本不需要去，牧者根本不需要去鼓励大家去分享这个好消息。
I don't think our pastor need to encourage our church to share this good news.
你们在听我讲到的时候已经在 text， 等一下要谁去排队了。
You are already texting each other even when I'm preaching.
然后甚至在打算说，如果牧师讲到超时的话，我要怎么先走？
So you may even be thinking if the pastor overshot his time in the sermon, I'm going to leave earlier.
为什么这个好消息不需要有人动员大家去分享？
Why don't you need any sort of mobilization for this kind of news?
因为你觉得这是好消息嘛？
Because you really think this is a good news.
好消息干嘛要动员去分享？
Why do you need any sort of mobilization for a good news?
好消息自然就会讲出去了。
A good news will motivate people naturally to spread it.
所以会不会连今天我在这边讲说我们要去宣教本身就是一个很吊诡的事情？
So isn't it, would it be kind of strange that I need to talk about mobilizing for mission today?
是不是因为我们已经没有在天天经历福音的大能？
Is it because we have ceased to experience the great power of the gospel every day?
而为什么我们没有去经历福音的大能呢？
So why aren't we experiencing the great power of the gospel daily?
我觉得可能是因为我们缺乏对自己真实的理解。
I think this is because we lack an understanding of our own situation.
我们没有看到自己的生命其实是那么的空虚空洞。
We fail to see how hollow and empty our lives are.
我们用各样忙碌的事情来填充我们的内心。
We fill this void in our heart with all sorts of busyness.
可是我们很少去诚实地面对我们生命真实的状态。
But very rarely do we come to terms with the real state of our own life.
而我们之所以没有动力去跟别人传福音。
And the reason why we lack the motivation to share the gospel with people.
会不会也是因为我们太忙碌了？
Is it because we are just too busy?
忙到我们根本缺乏对他人生命的理解。
To the point where we lack an understanding of the lives of people around us.
我相信当我们真的去听到一个人生命深处真正的挣扎的时候，
When we hear the very real struggles of a person,
大部分的人都会有感觉的。
Most people will feel something.
而如果我们知道有一个东西可以去帮助到他，
And if we know that something can help this person who is struggling,
大部分的人都会很自然的想要分享的。
So most people will want to share.
所以今天我们自己不传福音。
So now we don't share the gospel.
会不会是因为我们缺乏对自己跟他人生命真实的理解？
Can it be because we lack the understanding of ourselves and of others?
真正宣教的更新。
A real renewal in mission.
我想是要回到我们对福音的经历。
Has to return back to the experience us experiencing the gospel as a starting point.
我每一次受邀在不同的教会讲宣教年会都有一个挣扎。
So every year when I get invited to different mission conferences, I will face a struggle.
就是我到底是要讲一些很 trendy, 很潮流的策略呢？
Should I talk about some very trendy strategies?
还是应该要回到那个最根本的缺乏动力？
Or should I talk about this fundamental lack of motivation?
有些场合是的确适合讲策略的。
And there are some sort of occasion where it is appropriate to talk about strategies.
当大家都已经有动力的时候。
That is when everybody is already motivated to begin with.
那我们可以好好的来谈策略。
Then we can have a good talk about strategy.
可是我发现今天全世界的华人教会大部分最的困境不是策略，而是动力。
But I feel that for most Chinese churches around the world, the biggest issue is really not a strategy but motivation.
其实我们每一个时代都需要重新来理解福音是什么。
So every generation has to come and understand the gospel again.
也需要重新去理解我们怎么去展示分享这个好消息。
And we need to understand, reimagine how are we going to share this good news.
以过去五十年为例。
So, for example, for the past 50 years,
我们就经历了好几个不同的 paradigm shift.
We have experienced several paradigm shifts.
在每一个世代当中，其实都有一个他们的方式来理解福音的好消息是什么。
So, every generation has a different way to understand what is the good news of the gospel.
比如说在战后婴儿潮的那个世代。
For example, in the baby boomers period,
对不起，我讲的是战后婴儿潮的爸爸妈妈的那一代。
For example, in the generation of the parents of the baby boomers are post World War II.
他们是经历过两次世界大战。
They have experienced two world wars.
他们所面对的世界是他们的传统秩序的崩塌。
So what they have experienced is a total collapse of their traditional systems.
在经过两次大战之后，人们在问的是我们该如何重建这个世界。
So after two world wars, people were questioning how can we rebuild this world.
而上帝使用像格里汉牧师。
And God used people like Billy Graham.
他高举上帝话语的权柄。
So he exalt the authority of God's word.
宣告这是一切的基础，上帝的话。
And he proclaimed that this is the basis of all things, the word of God.
而那样的福音宣讲引起了那一代人的共鸣跟回应。
So that kind of preaching resonated with the people there, and it spurred them to respond.
而随着两次大战结束之后所出生的这一代，他们的下一代就是所谓的战后婴儿潮。
So after this, the next generation that was born, which is what we call the baby boomers.
而战后婴儿潮面对的是他们在一个废墟当中重建这个世界。
So they face the prospect of having to rebuild everything from the ruins.
对那一代的人来说，他们的故事很多都是年轻的时候非常的贫困。
So for most of the baby boomer generation, their story is one where they face a lot of poverty when they were young.
但是靠着他们的努力，靠着他们的打拼，他们提升了物质的生活。
But they improve their material life through their hard work and their grinding.
而面对这样的一个世代，福音要怎么对这个世代的人说话呢？
So facing such a generation, how can the gospel actually speak to such a generation?
上帝就使用许多像华里克牧师这样的牧者。
So, God used many people like Rick Warren.
来强调说，人的生命不是只是关乎物质生活的提升。
So he emphasized that the purpose of our life is not just to improve our material life.
我们的生命是有目的的 ，purpose-driven life.
We need to have a purpose-driven life.
所以华里克牧师提醒我们，活着不是单靠食物。
So.Rick Warren remind us we do not depend on work, food alone for our lives.
他的信息对婴儿潮世代的人说话。
So his message spoke to the baby boomers.
而婴儿潮的下一代人出生的是谁呢？
Who are those that come after the baby boomers?
一般称为叫做千禧世代 millennials.
And those people are usually called the millennials.
而millennials 一般来说是1981年以后出生的，所以我刚好算是头的 millennial.
So I am. So millennials are people that are generally understood to be born after 1981, and I am the starting point.
一般来说 ，millennial 成长的过程当中听了许多婴儿潮他们奋斗的故事。
So this the millennial generation will grow up hearing a lot of stories about how the baby boomers have been through hard times and they have fought through all of them.
我们都被鼓励要跟着他们的脚步往前走。
So we were spurred to follow their footsteps.
但是随着我们长大进入职场。
So as we grow up and as we enter the workplace,
我们发现我们所经历的故事跟我们爸爸妈妈不太一样。
We will realize that what we have experienced is different from our parents.
我们的爸爸妈妈大学一毕业就好多工作等着他们。
So our mothers and fathers had lots of jobs waiting for them right after they graduated.
但是我记得当我毕业的时候，当时是劝到遇到的是美国的这个金融风暴。
So I remember when I graduated, I happened to be confronted with the economic crisis of America.
所以加上许多宗教领袖跟政治领袖的一些丑闻的爆发。
And along with that came a lot of scandals of religious and political leaders.
千禧世代开始对许多事情就打了一个怀疑的问号。
So the millennials start to question many things.
我们不是在怀疑上一代的人他们是不是诚实。
We are not doubting the honesty of the generation before us.
但我们只是在怀疑他们的经验能不能套用在我们的身上。
But we really doubt whether their experiences are applicable to us.
而面对一个怀疑的时代
，and when we are faced with this time where everybody is doubtful，
上帝使用像提摩太凯勒牧师这样的牧者来牧养我们这一代的人。
God used a pastor like Pastor Timothy Keller to minister to this generation。
不是否定我们的怀疑
，so God is not dismissing our doubt，
而是带我们去看到我们怀疑背后其实有一个很深刻对相信某些事物的渴望。
So what we get to see, what we are brought to realize is that there is a deep desire within us that caused all these doubts。
带我们回到耶稣基督是福音的中心。
When we return to Jesus as the center of the gospel，
所以我们看到其实每一代的人都有我们的独特处境。
So every generation has its own unique circumstances.
福音没有改变。
The gospel didn't change.
但是因为我们的经历不同。
But because our experiences are different.
所以我们对认识耶稣基督福音的角度可能会不太一样。
So the angle in which we understand the gospel of Jesus Christ will be different.
那接着我们要问，那 Gen Z 呢 ？Gen Alpha 呢
？So what about Gen Z？
坦白讲，我并不知道。
I really don't know.
我不知道答案是什么。
I don't know the answer.
但如果我去聆听这个时代的话
，But if I were to listen to what this generation,
我想至少有几点是，也许是我一个可能的切入点。
I believe there are some points which I can resonate that cause them to resonate in.
第一个是今天我们看到传统社群的瓦解带来人们身份认同的焦虑。
So we see anxiety that is caused by the breakdown of identity and traditional communities.
因为身份永远是在群体当中被建立起来的。
Because our identity is always established within a community.
但是当我们的社群开始不断的瓦解之后
，But if all these communities keep breaking down,
我们到底是谁呢
？Who am I really？
这可能是年轻一代的人所要面对的挑战。
So these may be the challenges for the younger generation.
而第二个，当消费主义跟资本主义越来越掌握这世界运作的方式的时候
，And as the way this world run is overrun by consumerism,
我们不断的开始是以功能来去评估衡量一个人的价值。
We started to evaluate the worth of everybody by its function or functionality.
而同时，我们也会以这样的方式来看自己的价值。
So we will also look at our own worth like that.
我到底是谁
？Who am I？
我有价值吗
？Do I have value at all？
而第三个，当科技的发展似乎可以取代我们许多人的工作的时候
，And when a technological advancement seems to be able to cause our jobs to be replaced，
我活着的意义到底何在
？What is the point of me living？
或许对 Gen Z、Gen Alpha 最大的一个问题就是，人到底何以为人
？So maybe for the Gen Z, the biggest question is what is being a human all about?
而工作是这一代人在寻找工作价值的一个重要的来源。
And work is a tremendous source of value adding for many people who are seeking.
但是也是人们极大焦虑的来源。
But it is also a cause of tremendous anxiety.
我记得有一位，当我在美国牧会的时候，有一次有个年轻人来找我。
So I remember when I was pastoring in America, a young person came up to me.
我讲完道的时候要走出门，他在门口拦住我。
So I finished my sermon, and when I was about to walk out, he was right at the door, and he stopped me.
他是一个非常优秀，在美国长大的 ABC。
So he was an American-born Chinese, and he was actually quite a brilliant person.
他跟我说，牧师，我要跟你说一件事情。
He said, Pastor, there's something I want to tell you.
未来两年我都不会来教会。
I will not be coming to church for the next 2 years.
我非常的惊讶的看着他。
So I look at him in shock.
一般不来就不来，不会跟牧师讲。
Because most people, when they decided not to come, they just don't come. Who would tell the pastor, right?
但是他看着我的眼神很惊讶，就说，哦，牧师，你不要误会了。
So he looked at me and he said, hold on a second, Pastor, don't get me wrong.
不是你讲道讲不好。
It's not because your preaching is lousy.
我心中在想，那不然是什么？
Then I'm thinking, if not that, then what?
他说，也不是因为我不相信这个信仰了。
It's not because I do not believe in this faith.
我说，那你为什么两年不来？
So why do you want to take a hiatus for 2 years?
他说，牧师是这样子的。
So he said, Pastor, you know.
我觉得我如果把时间省下来在工作上面，我能够为这个世界带来更大的价值。
I feel that if I save the time from coming to church and I used to commit it to my work, I can bring greater value to this world.
他说我来教会就是排排椅子，然后当当招待。他说我的价值没有办法完全的发挥。
So he said that all I do in church is to just usher people, welcome people, and then arrange some chairs. My value cannot be optimized.
但是如果我全力冲刺在我的工作上的话，搞不好我是下一个 Bill Gates.
But if I put all into my work, who knows? I may be the next Bill Gates.
你知道，当我听到他这样讲的时候，我一时之间不知道该怎么回答他。
And when I heard this, I did not know how to reply him.
原因是我有一点点同意他的论点。
Because I agreed with him that little bit.
可是作为一个牧者，你不能说出来啊。
But you cannot just say that as a pastor.
不然这个传一圈回来说，董牧师跟我的孩子讲，他可以不用来教会。
Otherwise, everybody will say, "Hey, didn't this Reverend Dong say that told my child that he doesn't need to come church anymore?"
所以我当然还是讲了一个牧师该讲的话。
So I said all the correct things that the pastor should say.
不要停止聚会啊。
Oh, I quoted, do not stop meeting up with one another.
排椅子也是个属灵操练啦。
You know, even if you were to just, you are just arranging chairs, that is a spiritual exercise also, no less.
可是那天回到家的时候，我就一直很困扰的这个问题。
But this problem bothered me so much when I went home that day.
我就突然有个念头是，我想上网去看一看这些大公司是如何洗脑我们的年轻人。
So I wanted to go to the internet and find out how these big corporations are brainwashing our kids, our young people.
为什么这些年轻人觉得为他们卖命比在教会服事更有价值？
So why do this? How did this corporation convince these young people that for selling your hard labor to them is actually more worthwhile than serving in church?
所以我就 Google 了一下 Google 的 mission statement.
So I Googled the mission statement of Google.
Google 的 mission statement 是汇整全球资讯供大众使用，使人人受惠。
So this is the mission statement of Google, to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful.
哇，我看了之后觉得蛮厉害的。
哇 ，So when I look at it, I thought, wow, this is so well crafted.
简单讲就是把废物重新利用，变成有价值的东西。
So isn't this a way to reuse some waste and make things, valuable again?
然后当时我又再去Google 了另外一家公司。
So I Google another company.
当时这家公司的名字还没改，现在改名叫 Meta.
So now this company is called Meta, but previously.
但是他们的使命宣言没有改。
But their mission statement did not change.
他们的使命宣言是赋予人创建社群的能力，让世界更紧密的融合在一起。
So their mission statement is to give people the power to build community and bring the world closer together.
他有没有做到？我不评论哦。
I'm not going to comment whether they have actually fulfilled their mission at all.
但是坦白讲，这个使命让我觉得很心动哎。
But this mission statement actually stir a lot of excitement in me.
把我们紧密的连接在一起。
He's going to bring the world closer together.
我的负担就是教会的合一。
And isn't my burden the unity of the church?
哇，我读了之后我都想去帮他工作了。
After reading, I felt like I wanted to work for him.
那接着我又再去 Google 了最后一家公司。
So I Google one last company.
这家公司我真的很喜欢。
I really like this company.
大家要不要猜猜是哪一家？
Do you want to guess which one?
Yes, Apple.
Apple, yeah.
我不喜欢他现在的使命宣言。
I do not like their mission statement now.
我喜欢他们早期 Steve Jobs 刚刚创立的时候的使命宣言。
I like the mission statement they had when Steve Jobs just founded the company.
我就直接念这个中文跟英文为，因为我觉得我太喜欢念了，这个就我来哈。
好，
他说 ，To make a contribution to the world by making tools for the mind that advance humankind. 还有押韵呢，贡献于世界，为心智创造工具，使人类能够全面升级。哇、
wow、
哦！虽然我还是不懂升级是什么意思，可是我就觉得哇、
so、
哦
！I do not know what this advancement is all about, man.
正当我觉得很绝望，觉得说我们教会怎么跟这些公司比的时候
，Just as I felt despair and I've questioned myself, how can the church ever match these companies in terms of appeal?
我觉得圣灵突然的给我一个灵感
，Suddenly the Holy Spirit inspired me.
说嘉华，你再看一次。
He said, 嘉华 look again.
Google 的使命宣言到底是什么
？What is Google's mission statement all about?
Google 的使命宣言不就是在既有的基础上创造出新的东西吗
？Isn't it building new things on something that already exists?
这不正是上帝创造人的时候给人的使命吗
？Isn't this the mission that God gave people when he created the world?
管理看守上帝所创造的万物。
Look after tend, manage all that God has created.
然后要生养众多，遍满全地。
And then you have to increase in number and fill the earth.
这不就是上帝给他创造人的使命吗
？Isn't this the mission that God has gave his people when he created them?
然后我再去看 Facebook。
And then when I look at Facebook,
我想这不就是圣经上讲说上帝把劝人与他和好与彼此和好的职分托付给我们吗
Doesn't this harken back to God's command that we have to bring elders to reconcile with him and reconcile with each other?
脸书做不到但是耶稣基督用他自己的生命做成了
Facebook can never accomplish this, but Jesus did it with his life.
而这个使命是托付给教会的。
And this mission is given to the church.
教会不应该是这个社会纷争的来源。
The church should not be a source of conflict for the world.
而是在一个充满纷争的世界见证和好的群体。
But it is in a divided world, in a world that is full of conflict, it should bring reconciliation.
而当我们在看 Apple 的时候，
And then when we look at Apple,
它里面讲到说你要 advance humankind, 让人类升级。
So he's talk about advancing humankind?
但是 Apple 并没有告诉我们长什么样子。
But Apple did not tell us what is 长什么样子。
What does the advance, or what does it look like to be an advanced human being? Yeah. 那所以教会其实我们领受的圣经已经告诉我们，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
But didn't our Bible tell us that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
新造的人。
New creation.
是耶稣基督亲自的要成就在我们身上。
This is the work that God has personally accomplished in us.
Apple 指出了一个方向。
Apple pointed merely a direction.
但是上帝却自己成就了这事。
But God has accomplished this.
我发现原来教会的使命不是太小。
So, God's mission is not too small.
我教会的使命也绝对不比这些科技公司小。
So the church mission is no smaller, is no lesser than these companies.
其实我们领受的使命是比他们更大的。
The mission that we have received is far greater than this, what these mission statements can say.
但是是这个世界把有缺陷的使命讲得太精彩。
But this world has made this flawed mission, their flawed mission.Too exciting.
而教会把那个真实精彩的使命讲得太无聊。
And the church has talked about this really, really exciting mission that we have in a very boring manner.
这是我们的问题啊。
This is our problem.
不是上帝的问题啊。
It's not God's problem.
到底我们的使命是什么？
So what is our mission?
我想包含了至少三个层面。
I think I want to talk about at least three areas.
第一个就是关于 大任命，创造美善的大任命。
So first is a great mandate to create goodness and beauty.
当上帝创造人的时候，赋予我们管理、看守、创造美善的责任。
So God put us in charge of beauty and goodness when He created us.
他给我们这样的一个任务，是在他创造的基础之上，持续的创造美善。
So He wanted us to create, to bring forth, bring about goodness on the basis of what He has already created.
使受造万物借着看到我们所做的，去认出美善的源头，上帝的美善。
So God wants everything that is created to be able to see His goodness, His beauty through us.
这是上帝赋予我们的使命。
So this is the mission that God has given us.
而创造美善不单单是创造有形的美善。
And creating goodness is just not just creating those tangible things.
也包含创造无形的美善。
It also involves creating intangible beauty.
比如说当你走进到你的办公室的时候，你创造出什么样的一个气氛？
For example, what kind of atmosphere you bring about when you enter your office?
当你回到家的时候，你带来什么样的氛围？
When you go back home, what kind of atmosphere you bring about?
当你走进到你团契的小组的时候，大家感受到什么？
When you enter your fellowship group, how do you make everybody feel?
那都是一种创造。
That is a kind of creative activity too.
是不是美善就不知道了。
But is it goodness? Is it beauty? No, I don't know.
但是创造美善是包含有形的跟无形的。
But creating beauty includes the tangible and the intangible.
所以这是我们所有的上帝的百姓所领受的第一层的使命，就是创造美善的大任命。
So this is the first layer of the mission that we have received from God.
而第二个是关爱邻舍的大诫命。
And this is the great commandment to love our neighbors.
当耶稣的门徒问耶稣说，整本旧约圣经在讲什么的时候。
So when Jesus, disciple asked him what is a nutshell of what the Old Testament said?
耶稣很快的总结就是爱上帝跟爱你的邻舍。
So Jesus, sum it up and said, love your neighbor and love your God and love your neighbor.
这是上帝托付我们的使命。
This is the mission that God has given us.
爱人不是传福音的手段。
Loving people is not a means of mission.
不是宣教的手法。
It is not a method of mission.
而就是上帝的心意。
But this is the heart of God.
我们去爱一个人，不会因为他没有信主，我们就停止爱他。
When we love someone, we should not stop loving him because he stopped believing in God.
这才是上帝对我们的托付，爱不是手段，爱就是目的。
So this is what God has entrusted us. Love is not a means, love is the end goal.
而第三个，当耶稣基督升天的时候，他赋予他的门徒一个大使命。
So when Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave this great commission to all his disciples.
他说，天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations."
这里我们看到说你们要去。
So he said, "Go."
这里的中文的翻译好像是我们要去才能带人做门徒。
So the Chinese translation seems to suggest that we have to go first, then we can make people disciples.
但是如果你去看原文的话，我觉得一个更好的翻译是：当你们去的时候，使万民做我的门徒。
So a better translation will be when you go make disciples of all nations.
或者我用英文会说 as you go, 当你去的时候。所以不是我们要去到一个地方才能带人做门徒。
It's not only when you go somewhere can you make someone disciples.
而是当我们所到之处就是我们去带人做门徒之处。
And where we are going is where we are bringing people to become disciples.
上帝若带我们到远方，我们去到远方带领人做门徒。
So if God has led us to a faraway place, then we go to the faraway place and make people disciples there.
上帝带我们停留在这里，我们就在这里来把带人来做耶稣基督的门徒。
If God chose to keep us here, then we bring people to become disciples right here.
想象一下，当教会真的来看到，原来我们整全的使命是包含创造美善、关爱邻舍。跟使万人做门徒的时候，这是一个什么样的画面？
What kind of picture do we have when we see that the mission given unto us is to make create beauty, to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to make disciples of all nations?
今天教会在传福音宣教最大的一个问题是什么呢？
So what is the greatest problem in our sharing of the gospel?
是我们把这三个给切开来了。
Is that we actually separate the three?
想象一下，如果我们平时没有在创造美善。
So if we do not create beauty usually,
我们平时也不去关爱邻舍，
and we do not care about the people around us,
只有布道会的时候才去拉人来叫他们来教会。
Only when there is a evangelistic rally do we go out there and try to pull people to church.
你们觉得我们传福音的果效会好吗？
Do you think we will have any good results?
但想象一下，
but think about it.
若是耶稣基督的门徒随时都在创造美善。
But think about this, if the disciples of Christ are creating beauty every moment,
关爱灵舍，
care about the people around them,
那去使万民做门徒，我觉得会变成一个很自然的事情。
Then making these disciples of all nations become something that naturally outflows from this.
它不一定是一件很容易的事，因为是一场属灵征战。
It may not be an easy thing because this is a spiritual battle.
但是会是一件很自然的事情。
But it will be something that flows naturally.
让我用个例子来解释我的意思。
Let me explain what I mean with an example.
我以前在美国牧会。
So when I was pastoring in the church.
刚刚听小恩分享做学生事工的时候，我觉得很多回忆就回到我的脑海当中。
So as Sister 小恩was sharing, just now, many memories came back to me.
大家知道，在美国服事，我们在美国的时候做事是非常讲求这个效益的。
So we know that in America, everything we do.It's all about efficiency.
所以我们办营会有我们的一个套路，一个做法。
So we have a methodology when we do camps.
第一天来那个敬拜要很大声。
So first day when you come, you need to have a very lively and loud worship service.
气氛要很热络。
It has to be a very exciting atmosphere.
让大家觉得来到一个不一样的地方。
Make them feel that, oh, they have come to somewhere that is very different from anything before.
第二天早上没有关系，随便。
So the second morning, do what you like. Yeah.
下午大家就玩游戏。玩游戏玩得很开心。
So the second morning, everybody will, the second afternoon, everybody will play.
然后晚上就会要制造气氛了。
And in the night, we have to create this atmosphere.
这个灯光要暗一点。
To dim the lights.
音乐要轻柔一点。
Play gentle music.
那个讲道的人要多讲一点故事。
The person who is preaching have to share some stories.
然后在呼召的时候，音乐要下。
So when you're making the altar call, you have to put in some music also.
然后当孩子们走到前面的时候，
and when the people come to the front,
同工们的相机要预备好。
You have to, all the co-workers have to prepare their cameras.
因为你要照相要去请款嘛，对不对？
Because you need to take photos. 请款
去你要去申请下明年的经费啊。
Oh, because you need to ask for the budget for next year.
所以你要让他们看到今年的果效啊。
So you need to let those people you are asking money from to see the results.
我讲的是有点好笑，但是我相信我们很多时候不是那么功利的啦。
Okay, I am talking about it in a humorous way, but I believe we are not so pragmatic, right, most of the time.
但是其实我们是想的做法是一个蛮有一个套路的。
But we do think about methodology.
所以我们也是用这样的想法想说，哎，这个方法很有效。当我们要去短宣的时候，就把我们这一套带过去。
So we may be thinking, okay, what we do works. So when we go mission trip, we also want to bring this whole system over.
然后有一次，当我们要去一个地方短宣的时候
，and when we go to somewhere for a mission trip,
那个短宣的营会是十天。
The camp is 10 days.
我第一个想法是，哇，这个套三天的做法要拉到十天是什么样子啊？
How do I drag out this methodology designed for a 3-day camp to 10 days?
但是更惨的是，当我们要去之前，突然接到通知。
But worse is when we were about to go, we receive a notification.
是说，对不起啊，你们来这边，你们不能主动传福音。
So they told us, when you come to this place, you cannot.Share the gospel very openly.
因为我们这里有法律限制。
Because there are some legal restrictions.
你们只能带一些领袖训练啊，培训啊。
You can only do some leadership some training with the leaders.
除非他们主动问你们福音是什么，你们才能讲。
You can only share if they are the ones that initiate the question.
坦白讲，我第一时间听到之后就觉得，那我们要不要取消这个聚会好了
？So my first thinking, But first of all, I came to my mind, should we cancel this?
想花那么多钱去到那个地方却不能讲福音，我们去那边干什么？
If we spend so much money, we go there and we cannot even share the gospel, what are we there for?
这里面就有个声音说你就去。
But a voice seems to tell me, just go.
然后其实我也很怀疑，真的去有用吗？
So I also had my doubts. Is it really of any worth going there?
我就问当地的同工说，这样子真的有用吗？
So I asked the locals, do you think...There is any purpose in us coming?
他说：“你们来美国，你们从美国来的人，一天到晚都在问有没有用。”
So you keep you people coming from America keep asking this sort of questions about effectiveness and all that.
他说我们的经验是你好好的爱他们，爱他们爱到够，他们一定会问的。
Our experience is if you should love them during this period, love them to the most you can, and then they will ask the questions.
道理是对了。
Okay, I mean the reasoning makes sense.
可是我觉得好空泛哦。
But I think this feels so.This feels so something up in the air.
可是我们就凭着信心去了。
But we go nevertheless by faith.
去了之后真的就是跟他们住在一起十天。
And we really live together with them for 10 days.
真的是住在一起，住在同一个没有冷气的房间。
We live in a room without aircon.
然后我们一去的时候发现，我们短宣队不是分开住哦。
We are not living separately from the locals.
我们没有自己的浴室哎。
And we don't have our own bathroom.
我们就真的是一起哎。
We are really together.
对方说：“对啊，我们不是说来跟他们住在一起吗
？”Did we not tell you you are living with them？
我想，原来是这种住在一起啊。
living among them means literally that。
然后我们这一群这个从美国来的，我觉得我们是带着短宣心智，但是我们的心智其实真的没有预备好。
So even though we came here like a mission team, but we were really our hearts were really not prepared for this。
但经过第一、第二天之后，第三天我们就决定说：“好了，我们既然什么都不能做。”我们就好好的去爱每一个大学生。
So on the third day, we thought, okay, since we can't really do anything, we just focus on loving each and every one of them.
到了第四天、第五天。
On the fourth day, fifth day.
他们也没问我福音是什么。
They did not ask me what's the gospel.
但到了第六天。
On the sixth day.
有一个女学生突然跑来说：“董老师，我可以跟你问一个问题吗
？”So a girl came to me and asked, "Can I ask you something?"
我想机会来了，机会来了。
Like, Here comes my chance, yeah.
然后他说、yeah. 我们有一群人都很好奇啊。
That the group of us was very curious.
我说都叫来，一起来。
Okay, why not ask them all here?
他们都到了。
And all of them are here.
董老师，我们很好奇哈，你是做什么职业的、啊、
？And they ask, we are very curious. What is your occupation?
我心中想，糟糕，完了。
I say, oh no.
我应该不能告诉他们我是牧师。
I cannot tell them I'm a pastor, right?
可是作为一个牧师，我应该不能撒谎。
But as a pastor, I don't think I should lie.
所以我到底该怎么办呢
？Oh, what should I do then?
当场我觉得圣灵给我一个灵感。
Oh, so the Holy Spirit inspired me on the spot.
我跟他说这样子好不好？我跟你形容一下我的工作。
Why not this? I try to describe my work to you.
我们说好啊，你说。我说我的工作就是平时看看书。
So my job is to read, yeah.
然后周末的时候去演讲。
On the weekend, I will give a speech.
然后他说，董老师就这样啊。
That's all.
我说也不是都这样子。
Not just that.
我周间的时候还会去跟别人喝咖啡，喝茶。
Sunday I will actually have coffee and tea with people.
然后说，那董老师你这样有薪水吗？
意思说。So, are you sure you earn anything at all?
我说，对，我们有薪水。
I said, yeah, I have a salary.
然后他突然说，董老师，你的工作真的是 dream job 啊。
Your job is a dream job, yeah.
哇，我从来没有这样想过我的工作。
I have never thought of my job that way.
我从此之后，我觉得做牧者非常的好。
Now I love being a pastor.
当然，我们知道作为一个牧者，不是只是喝喝茶。
Of course, we know that being a pastor is not just about.
因为别人找你喝茶的时候，都不是好事情。
Because usually when people ask you out for coffee or tea, it's not something good.
通常我们去这个平时周间读读书，其实压力也很大的。
You know when we read on Sundays, we are facing tremendous stress.
而且很多的事情会打岔，让我们很难专心读书。
And many things will interrupt us and cause us not to be able to focus on our reading.
可是我觉得那天那些学生的问题帮助我去回到我工作的本质是什么。
So, but those questions asked by the students make me Give me an answer to what the nature of my job is supposed to be.
不就是透过我的工作去创造美与善的事物吗？
Isn't my job about creating beauty?
不就是借着我工作当中会接触到的人去关爱上帝放在我身旁的邻舍吗？
Isn't my job about caring for the neighbors that God has put in my periphery?
不就是在那个很自然的过程当中有机会去分享福音，带他们来认识我所认识的这位耶稣吗？
Isn't it through my job to get them to know this Jesus that I know?
那次短宣十天结束之后
，After the 10 days，
我们那组十个学生有六个信主。
10 out of the 10 students that we reached out to, 6 of them came to Christ.
这只是我这一组。
And that is only the group that I came into contact.
总共有二十几组。
There were 20 over groups.
那一次的经验彻底的颠覆我在美国牧会做学生工作的经验。
So that experience totally overturned every other experiences that I had.
不是说策略不重要。
It's not that strategy is not important.
而是我们有没有回到那个最根本的本质。
So it's about whether we get to the fundamental roots of everything.
不论我们去到哪。
No matter where we go,
创造美善
creating beauty,
关爱我们的邻舍
caring for our neighbors,
去带人做我们的门徒
and make people disciples.
而且我相信这是每一个人上帝给每一个他百姓的托付
And I believe this is what God has entrusted to each and every one of his people.
有些人上帝托付他到远方需要有教会的支持
Sometimes God has called some people to go to a far away place.And with the support of the church,
我们要勇敢的、用心的支持。
And the church, we the church have to support them boldly.
但不代表我们去支持他们去远方之后，我们的事就没了。
It doesn't mean that after they are gone to the faraway place, that's all we.
而是我们要在本地也效法他们的精神，在本地去接待来到我们当中的人。
And it also means that locally, we have to also learn from this kind of mindset that they have, and we will have to be hospitable to the people in our local place.
我相信当我们在本地也开始去操练这样的生活方式的时候
，and as we practice such way of life locally,
我们会体会到跨文化传福音是多么的困难。
We will experience, we will understand how difficult it is to share. The gospel cross culturally.
以至于我们在为这些宣教士代祷的时候，我们的心就更真诚了。
So, and as a result, when we pray for these missionaries, we will be even more fervent.
我们奉献的时候，也会奉献的不是只是好像主啊，我已经尽了我的那一份了。
You know, and even when we give our monetary offering, we will not just say, "Okay, God, that's it. I have already given my share."
而是主，我的全人都给你，愿你使用这些来祝福远方的人。
We will say to God, God, I'm giving you all that I have. May you bless the people afar.
我们需要重新的去想象我们在本地的工作。
We will have to rethink of the work we do in locally.
也重新的想象我们的短宣。
And we have to rethink our missions, our short-term missions.
然后继续的在普世宣教上，我们去跟上帝同工。
And in this global mission.We will work together with God.
而没有一个人可以说我可以缺席。
And no one can say I will excuse myself.
也没有一个人可以说我能力不足无法参与。
And nobody can say I am inadequate and therefore cannot participate.
我知道我的时间在三分钟就到了。
I know I have only 3 more minutes.
让我讲最后一个例子，如果超时一点，请原谅我。
I would just want to share one last example. If I exceed the time a little bit, please forgive me.
我的奶奶今年94岁。
My grandmother is 94 years old this year.
她已经失智了。
And she is she has dementia.
她的大腿骨折，她是基本上没有办法行走，只能卧床。
Her leg was fractured and she couldn't walk at all. She's bedridden.
如果我在台湾的话，我每个礼拜天晚上都会去看她一下。
So if I am in Taiwan, I will visit her every Sunday.
有一次我去看他的时候
When I visited her one time,
我的爸爸跟他说妈嘉华来看你了
My dad said to her Mom, 嘉华 is here to visit you
我的奶奶没有反应
my grandmother had no reaction
我爸爸讲了几次之后
After my father had said a few times to her
他就 对我奶奶说妈牧师来看你了
So he said to my grandmother Mom, the pastor is here
我的奶奶眼睛顿时就亮了
my grandmother's eyes brightened
然后就抬头看着我
and she looked up
然后拉着我的手
and she grabbed my hand
然后一直跟我说你是牧师啊
he said you are pastor
他说你知道吗
do you know
我有一个孙子也是牧师
I have another grandson who is a pastor
然后他说我天天为他祷告
He said, I'm praying for him every day.
也许对这个世界的人来说，我的奶奶就是一个废人。
Maybe to the people in the world, my granny has no use whatsoever.
他已经认不得我了。
She couldn't even recognize me.
他没有办法自己走动。
She couldn't walk by herself.
但我想有一天，当我跟他一起在主的面前的时候
，But I believe one day when, both of us were before the Lord.
搞不好他在主里做的比我还要多。
Who knows? Maybe she has done even more than me.
借着祷告
，Through prayers.
而弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
若是一个94岁的老奶奶都可以参与在上帝的使命里
，If even a 96 old grandmother can participate in God's mission,
我们为何不能呢
？Why can't we?
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
你愿意？把上帝给你的献上吗
？Are you willing to put forth what God has given you？
参与在上帝的工作里吗
？Participate in God's work。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，谢谢你给我们的一切。
Lord, thank you for giving us all that we have。
一切都是恩典。
Everything is by your grace。
求你使用你给我们的一切。
Make use of whatever you have given us.
当我们献上的时候，就祝福拨开分出去。
And when we surrender all to you, bless it and disseminate it.
使我们领受的也可以成为众人的祝福。
Let what we have received become a blessing to.
而且在这当中，我们去经历，原来你就在这里。
And let us experience that you are here.
最大的喜乐就是有你同在的生命。
The greatest joy we can have is a life where you are with us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.